at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she really understands just the concept of God and man and eternal salvation and judgment so that she can understand Bible prophecy. Ask all these crazy fathers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. But that once you do walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, you're going to be persecuted, and that you can understand persecution much better if you understand Bible prophecy, because it plays out day to day in your life, okay? Talking about the Nebuchadnezzar statue and the timeline that plays out prior to the return of Christ, and the fourth part of that statue, which is iron and communism. Now, before I start talking about communism, I want to just go over like a basic Bible concept, I guess, or you could say, or biblical fact, okay? Is this whole idea of God versus man, okay? You really need to understand and honestly believe, okay, that man is evil, okay, and that he needs to be judged by God who is holy, okay? If you don't really honestly believe that, your mind won't believe Bible prophecy and lay hold of it correctly and accurately, okay? Because this statue, I want to go over just an overview so you can understand like the, just sort of like the bigger picture, okay? This statue which Nebuchadnezzar sees is a man, okay? He's a man with four different parts, okay? A head of gold and then silver and then bronze and then iron, okay? But he gets judged, okay? And destroyed, okay? By God, all right? Which is this rock, okay? And an eternal kingdom is set up, okay, which is Christ's kingdom, okay? Jesus says, okay, if ye being evil, he calls man evil, okay? And then he rebukes Peter, okay, when he thinks that Peter thinks that Jesus should set up his kingdom, okay, and come and, you know, be king, okay? He rebukes him and says, get thee behind me, Satan. He calls Peter Satan, for you have the things of men in mind, okay? The two are not the same. God and man are not the same, okay? And the scripture also says that the carnal mind, which is like the natural mind, is enmity against God, okay? And then there's just so many other scriptures, okay, that lay this foundation that man is evil, which is why he needs to be judged, okay? And this statue is a man. And at the very end, you have the name and the number of a man, which it talks about in the book of Revelation, okay, which is the Antichrist. But overall, what you're going to see is that as time passes and progresses, okay, man is going to be judged by God over and over again, okay, and called to repent. And those who will, and once again, I'm talking about the natural man. I'm not talking about the person who is saved and has received the Holy Spirit. That's different, okay? That's not considered the natural man, okay? That's you're a new creation at that point. But you'll see for yourself, okay, when you receive the Holy Spirit, that he'll tell you you're evil, and that's why you need to crucify your flesh daily, because it's evil, okay? That same judgment plays out on a day-to-day basis as you crucify your own flesh. You're judging it, you know, through the power of the Holy Spirit and condemning it and casting it down and destroying it and living according to the Holy Spirit, okay? Because what's important to understand is that this statue, okay, as time passes and it is revealed, it's going to rise up and rebel against God, okay? As God is judging it, okay, and you see these warning signs of eternal damnation, okay, it fights back, which is essentially what communism does. I'm going to talk about how it connects, okay, to judgment, okay, and is in response to that. But overall, it's important to understand, okay, this concept of man being judged by God, okay? Because if you don't lay hold of that, and you don't really believe that, and you don't really believe man is evil, you're not going to understand Bible prophecy, because a really big part of Bible prophecy is the judgment, okay, of man, okay, and eternal damnation. I'm going to go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, glorifying your Son, and asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that she can understand these things, and then reading her KJV Bible from cover to cover when she's done reading it again. Ask all these prayers, Father, Son, in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal